This is the Diversified Industrials ThinkTech podcast. It's a series that's going to bring you global perspectives on the legal and commercial implications of some really exciting emerging technologies that are transforming diversified industrial conglomerates and our clients all around the world.
Hi, I'm Jackie Scanlon-Dias. I'm the regional lead for the corporate practice group of Hogan Lovells Tokyo office. And I'm joined today by one of the associates in my team, Mr. Ray Dunn.
Hi.
Hey, Ray, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're all doing here in Tokyo?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm an associate on the corporate team here in Tokyo, and our practice includes advising on a variety of cross-border M&A transactions, disposals, joint ventures, restructurings, investment transactions, and just general commercial transactions, with a particular focus on tech M&A.
And I should add, Ray, you're the newest associate in our team, aren't you?
I am. They're proudly the newest associate. That's right.
And how long have you been a lawyer, Ray?
I've only been a lawyer for about a year now. Yeah, I only qualified about a year ago.
And we are delighted to have you.
Well, thank you.
me, on the other hand, I've been a lawyer for about 24 years now. Long time, other end of the spectrum. Mm. I've had 20 of those years at Hogan Lovells, actually, and I've had the absolute pleasure of working in our London, New York, and Tokyo offices. I'd like to tell you all a little bit about Hogan Lovells as well while we're introducing this podcast series. We are a top 10 global law firm, and we're different than most law firms, actually. Most law firms are UK headquartered or US headquarters. We have headquarters in Washington and London. So we are truly a global platform law firm that is properly transatlantic with really substantial operations in Asia. And as you can probably tell from the accents here today, we build out our teams that way as well. In our team here in Tokyo, we have people like Ray, US lawyers. We have our Japanese colleagues, and we get called everything else for some reason, actually, international lawyers,
right?
Those without a Japanese or US accent, perhaps. And on each of these podcasts, I thought I would tell you a fun fact about Hogan Lovells. Okay, so you may already know we have over 45 offices. We operate in 24-plus countries. But here's a question for you, Ray. How many languages do you think Hogan Lovell lawyers speak?
That's a good question. I'm going to guess around 30 or so, maybe more.
Sorry.
Is that way off?
Can you believe it? Hogan Lovells lawyers speak over 70 languages.
Wow.
I was quite impressed at that.
That is, yeah.
How many languages do you speak, Ray?
One well and one I'm doing my best.
Oh, you're doing great. Ray speaks good Japanese, by the way. Okay, so I guess we should move on to the main event for today, telling people about our podcast series.
Right, yeah, and I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about this podcast series because, you know, it speaks to so many like technological developments, which are just interesting in and of themselves, and then also the legal and regulatory and commercial context surrounding these technological developments, and particularly in what we've have heard called like the fourth industrial revolution.
The fourth industrial revolution, revolution. I guess I've heard this before. Mm. It's been mentioned a few times. Mm. Can you explain this a little bit more?
Sure. So the first industrial revolution, I think as most people know, came about with the development of, you know, an entire host of new manufacturing processes and factories powered by steam engines. And this sparked unprecedented growth in human productivity. Economic growth exploded, population growth exploded, and it really changed the fabric of society.
Actually, I do remember studying that at high school. Those were all right. Those sort of gray pictures with smoke coming
right?
out of chimneys.
Yeah. And children in factories. Right?
So what about the second industrial revolution that you mentioned?
Right. So the second industrial revolution this is where we had lots of mass production capabilities come about, where we could produce large-scale iron and steel production. We had new energy sources like electricity and gas and oil. And this kind of all led to a rapid expansion of railroad and telegraph lines, where now we have this, again, unprecedented movement of people and ideas around the world. And this was followed by, of course, the third industrial revolution, okay, right? Where we have computers, right? Yeah. Digitization. And we have now, you know, microprocessors and the internet. And within a span of about 50 or 60 years from the development of our first computers, now we suddenly have the knowledge of the entire world in the palm of our hands with smartphones.
So tell me, Ray, I've got to ask you this. Okay. Do you remember a world where we didn't have smartphones?
I do. Actually, when I first came to Japan in 2007,
yeah,
the iPhone had not been released yet. It had been released in America, but not in Japan. And right. I was really disappointed by this. But when I got here, I got a cell phone. It was, you know, the old
flip phone.
And I have no idea how I found any of my friends anytime we went to travel or anything. You know, there's no GPS on those things. And now I can't imagine living without GPS or being able to, you know, quickly ping my friend and see where he's at.
Can you believe that I practiced law, did M&A, large deals for 3 years before we even had computers on our desks?
I can't. No.
My PA had a three-line memory typewriter, and that was high tech, right? We still did deals. We still managed to buy and sell businesses.
But no email?
No email. Right? Yeah. And I'll tell you, actually, interestingly, the sale and purchase agreements were a lot shorter. The deals were done more quickly. And I suspect the client saved a whole lot of fees. Now with email, everyone wants to comment on all aspects of the document.
I can see that, yeah.
Okay, so that takes us to that fourth industrial revolution. I understand that was proposed by Klaus Schwab, the executive chairman in the World Economic Forum. And that was only about 2016.
Yeah, that's right. And Schwab kind of characterizes the fourth industrial revolution as – you know, marked by breakthroughs in emerging technologies that we're seeing now, right? So we have things like robotics and artificial intelligence and nanotechnology or, you know, quantum computing or biotechnology, the Internet of Things. And all these technologies, you know, we have kind of working products now, but we're kind of on the cusp of this revolution was his idea. It's starting now.
And this is... I am genuinely excited about this. Right. This is the stuff, you know, this is why you came to work with us, right?
Exactly, yeah.
We're on the cutting edge of this fourth industrial revolution. And, you know, as lawyers, we're working with businesses trying to develop these products and trying to commercialize them and commoditize them and use them in their businesses. It's an exciting time to be a lawyer.
It really is.
So, for this podcast series, we have put together a list of guests, each of whom will join us for a 20 to 30 minute episode and will address a featured topic focusing on one of these cutting edge technologies within this fourth industrial revolution. I thought it might be interesting as a bit of a teaser to go through some of the topics that we're going to discuss on this series. We're going to do satellites and space commercialization.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about that, you know, it's really the legal do's and don'ts of launching your space car into orbit, right? We're going to look at 5G, the Internet of Things and machine-to-machine data transfer. For those who are a little bit more litigious than Ray and I, who are in corporate, this is who do you sue if your 5G fridge forgets to buy things when it does the shopping? Of course, we're going to cover drones and the futures of logistics. We're going to look at how to add value to your business through 3D printing. A topic that's really dear to Ray and my hearts, tech M&A, and why this is so different to traditional bricks and mortar M&A and the challenges that our diversified industrial clients are facing when they're trying to buy a business with, you know, no financial history, no revenue stream, a unsophisticated contractual matrix where, you know, they have to retain the talent. They have to check that the technology, you know, is owned properly. A really kind of different way of doing M&A that is quite a steep learning curve for our buyer clients. And then we're going to look at the tech solutions available for conducting due diligence on M&A transactions. And actually, for that one, Ray, a bit of a heads up that I'm probably going to interview you for that, because you are really our office expert on the AI solutions that we are using as a law firm.
Right. Well, yeah. And as lawyers that use AI, you know, they've got a bright future, I think, right?
I like it.
Yeah. And we've also, you know, we're going to talk about manufacturing, right? Manufacturing risks and risk management. And, you know, if you think about the vast array of global regulations faced by some of these manufacturers. And it just presents incredible risks that they have to face every day. We'll talk about cybersecurity, another huge risk,
right?
Because the dark web, it doesn't just sound scary. It is quite intimidating. And, you know, cybersecurity, it's a new kind of battleground for both like state and non-state actors. Yeah. And this is only becoming more and more critical as, you know, computers and the Internet of Things, right, begin to be a part of everything that we do.
Absolutely.
Right? We'll talk about blockchain as well.
Great.
It was quite a hot topic last year. And, you know, but now it's not just about Bitcoin anymore, right? And we're seeing industry using blockchain in really fascinating ways, right? And it's in particularly for like the sharing economy on an industrial scale. So it'll be an interesting topic. Also, autonomous vehicles, because, you know, it's only a matter of time, right, before we have, you know, fully autonomous vehicles and, you know, we trust the machine to get us from point A to point B safer than, you know, humans.
Right. And we really like this topic here in Tokyo because we've been helping our OEM clients, you know, contract and invest in the technology that they need to produce electrified, connected, autonomous drive vehicles.
Right.
It's a really exciting time to be in the auto sector.
It is, isn't it? And then also we're looking at predictive and prescriptive analytics. So, you know, it's fascinating to think that we can take, you know, big data and in a sense predict the future, right? And predict what might be some possible situations that happen in the future. And then not only that, but use prescriptive analytics to even kind of give us some advice about how we might go about achieving some goal in the future.
Right? I heard that they're actually using that in disputes these days.
That's right.
In litigations, you can use predictive analytics to determine how a judge might decide a dispute. Mm-hmm. So people are using this and not going to court?
That's right. Yeah, you can save a lot of money. I don't know if it's good for us.
I'm not sure. Our regulators will want to hear that.
Right.
So we have, you know, this is just some of the topics that we're going to be talking about, but they are really cutting edge, exciting new technologies. And we have some great people to interview and talk to about them. We're also going to kind of consider some of the hype surrounding these emerging technologies and look at the legal framework as they are being rolled out or the lack thereof of legal framework, because in some cases the technology is moving faster than the regulatory environment in which it's operating.
Right, much faster. Yeah.
Yeah. So those will be some interesting discussions.
Right. And in addition, right, we've got all of our guests coming. They're specialized legal experts in their respective fields and in their particular jurisdictions. So our listeners will be able to take away practical, you know, measured insights on the legal and regulatory frameworks that can really help shape the future of their businesses.
Yeah, you're right about having some great people to interview. We are lucky at Hogan Lovells. I mean, we have some extraordinarily talented lawyers who are, you know, without a doubt, leaders in their field. I'll give you a couple of examples. Mary Ann Sullivan in Washington, D.C., she's a terrific lady, and she's going to be talking about some of the regulatory issues that are being faced by manufacturers of pretty much anything that uses electricity. If you manufacture anything that uses electricity, you need to hear about some of these regulatory changes that are happening in the U.S., because non-compliance is extraordinarily expensive.
Right.
We're going to talk to Lisa Elman and Lu Zhu, my friends in Beijing and Washington, about drones.
Drones, wow.
Lisa is the world-leading expert lawyer on drones.
I can't wait.
She's terrific. Yeah. And we're going to talk about, you know, how businesses are using drones, what they're thinking about them, and the challenges that are being faced. We're going to talk to Trey Hanbury and Mark Parsons from Hong Kong and Washington. Again, good friends. They're going to be talking about the race to 5G. Mm. Who's winning it and why should we care? I can't go through everyone, but I will finish by saying we're going to have one of our rock star lawyers, Keith Flaum. Keith is from our Silicon Valley office, and he really is what I call a rock star lawyer. He acts for Oracle. He acted for Facebook on the acquisition of WhatsApp. He acts for Applied Materials on their Tokyo Electron proposed joint venture. And we worked together on Applied Materials' recent acquisition. That's why Ray and I are looking so tired. Right. Of Hitachi Kokusai here in Japan, multi-billion dollar deal that we signed just a couple of weeks ago. We worked with him and the team on eBay's acquisition of Q10 online marketplace here in Japan. We signed that one last year. With Keith, we're going to be talking, obviously, about tech M&A. Right. So a really terrific lineup of people to talk about these issues. So I guess in summary, whether you're in the C-suite, the legal team, or a business development team of a multinational conglomerate, or an entrepreneur seeking insight into the regulatory framework surrounding your tech startup, we hope that this podcast will be an exciting window into the current trends and future trajectories of interest to you. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, so we hope you can join us for our first episode, which will be released on beep date. I'm not quite sure when that's going to be. I know I'm recording the first one.
Coming soon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to London on Friday, right. And I'm recording the first one in London. So thank you very much for listening in. We really appreciate it. You can find our podcast on Podbean. It's going to be on Google Play and iTunes. Ray also has an album on iTunes that we'll come to some other day. And you can join in our conversation by tagging hashtag HLThinkTech. So we should probably do something tech related. Yeah. I quite like the kind of AI and machine learning, the truth about whether John Connor or the lawyers will really save Terminator. The planet from the Terminator. And on that note, we'll be back. Thanks, Ray.